As soon as they were finished with the shower, Sin called Damien, Kish, and the two Karanti into his room. Simmy squealed the instant she saw Cat.
"Ooh, Akra Cat, you're back!"
"I am, Simmy. How have you been?"
"Really good. We've been doing lots of shopping."
She held out her hands to show Cat that each finger held a new ring.
"Did you know there were stores here in the casino? Zarina and the Simi had been shopping like the demons that we are."
Kish scoffed. "Yeah, their room looks like a warehouse." Simmy tossed her hair over her shoulder.
"And I like warehouses. They have lots of good stuff in them."
"Which is why I introduced them to the Container Store's website." Kish winked.
"Ooh," Simmy cooed. "We loves that, too. They have lots of boxes to hold the Simmy's QVC and sparklies."
Sin cleared his throat.
"Yeah, and I hate to interrupt, but we're facing an even bigger crisis than stockpiling demon ware."
He turned to Cat.
"Show them the underground layout." Cat used her powers to draw the cavern diagram in the air.
"According to Cipher, Kassar sleeps here."
She marked an X down one corridor.
"He holds court and plans strategy with the other demons here."
It was the corridor furthest from his sleeping chamber.
"The Demi are back here,"
which looked like a round chamber quite a ways from where Kassar slept.
"Now the problem is, he's intending to move all the Galu to the Demi area and have 40 humans there as sacrifice to them. While the Demi are chowing down on the humans, he intends to propose an alliance between them. If the Demi agree to the alliance, they and the Galu are coming for us as a united force."
Damien frowned. "If they refuse?"
"He plans to let them bust a large hole to the surface for all the Galu to run out and then kill the Demi before they can leave the cavern."
Kish duplicated Damien's scowl. "Can Kassar do that?"
"Don't know," Cat said with a sigh. "The tablet doesn't work on Simmy or Zarina."
She looked at Sin. "Would it work on a Sumerian demon?"
He shrugged. "The only people to know that would be Anu or Enlil, and they're dead."
"Which is not useful to us," Damien said sarcastically.
Kish let out an aggravated breath. "Can't we just nuke these bastards in the ground?"
Sin scoffed.
"Nuclear testing is what started freeing them. It's mother's milk to their kind."
"But if you can burn them..."
"Burning is a separate process. It's not the same as the bomb. Different molecular something or other. I'm an ex-fertility god, not a scientist. All I know is nuclear bombs don't work, but fire does."
"Then someone get some napalm," Kish said.
Cat ignored him.
"Question? Why haven't they established themselves on Earth? Seriously, if they can get out in small groups, why haven't they nested on the surface before now?"
"They have."
Sin stepped closer to her diagram to study it while he talked.
"Acheron and I have been going after them whenever we find them. Kassar has stayed underground because he has protection there. They're stronger on their home soil, which is what the caverns have become for them."
"Plus, there's safety in numbers," Damien added. "Out here, they're controlled, since they're killed within no time of leaving their territory. In the caverns..."
"There are thousands of them to fight," Sin added. "Even going after the Demi in there is suicide."
Cat laughed.
"Who wants to live forever?"
Kish put his hand up.
"For the record, I do."
Sin scowled at him.
"Then why do you irritate me so often?"
"Suicidal tendencies are inherent in my species?"
Cat ignored their banter as she stared on the opposite side of Sin.
"It's like Katara said, isn't it? We need an army."
Sin shook his head.
"Yeah, well, we're a little short-handed. The Dark Hunters can't unite to fight without weakening each other. The Greek gods could care less, and those who care are dead. Except for us."
Damien nodded. "And we will most likely die in a good cause."
"Yeah,"
Sin said slowly.
"Kassar's been battering me all week in my dreams, and I'm exhausted from it. What we need is a miracle."
Kish quickly added, "Or at the very least, a plan that doesn't end with my death."